Good evening. Greet you all in the precious name of Jesus. It is good to be here tonight and worship with you here at Tyrone. And it is the first time I've been here, to my shame. I just heard that you've been here for 15 years. And it's only an hour and 15 minutes from my house, so it is good to be here and worship with you here. And God, I want to wish you the Lord's blessing as you serve the Lord here in Tyrone. It's good to see churches here in towns, and the light can go forth and the gospel can go out. There's a dark world out here tonight, and we're the children of light. I guess we are. I hope we are. I hope we are. Well, I appreciated the devotions because what does it say? Jealousy is as cruel as the grave. And how would it have been different for Saul if he would have got control of his jealousy and let David, step ahead and say, go for it. I'm going to support you. The story would be different. How true. Anyway, that's not my subject tonight. Like it was introduced, why independence without God is slavery. I don't know what goes through your mind when you hear a title like that. All right, independence. Okay, there's a couple words in this title we like to look at as an introduction. Independence, what comes to your mind when you think of independence? Is independence a good thing? When you think of something, when you think of being independent, is it a positive or a negative? What does it mean? All right, the state of being free from the control of influence or support of others, freedom from a person's ability to make their own decisions and manage their own affairs without external influence. I hope that definition kind of describes independence. And tonight, some of us are probably more independent-minded than others. But this kind of explains what independence is. It's free to do what I want or feel or choose. And we kind of like to do that. And maybe you've been working for someone and you got tired of having a boss over your shoulder all the time or telling you what time to get to work or how long you have to work or how much you can get paid. So you decide you're going to branch out, you're going to start your own business and become an independent business owner. That's all right, okay? You think that's going to be a better life for you, so you try that route. Tired of someone controlling you. Or maybe maybe you're a young person tonight, and you're still living at home, and you just kind of get tired of living at home. And mom and dad have some guidelines and rules, and you're kind of chasing out of that. And you're just longing for the time where you can get old enough to get out of that and maybe live a little more independent life. Independent life. Maybe that's where you're at tonight. Or maybe you're just ready to get married and ready to start your own home. Live. Anyway, we're going to talk a little bit about that. Now, the other word that stood out to me is slavery. What's slavery? We just talked about independent. You're free to do or choose how you will. Now we're talking about slavery. That's totally the other side of the ditch, right? Or it's totally the opposite. Slavery. Meaning a system where individuals are treated as property or forced to work against their will, or when a person is owned or controlled by another, stripped of their rights and freedoms. And so when we think of slavery, we think of, well, mind goes to back in the, that, my mind goes to the South where the slaves were, the days of the slaves in our country here. And they had to work so hard and they were treated like animals. That's what history says. And they were stripped of their rights, treated very harshly. And you could picture the master or the slave master out with a whip, and you know they had their agenda to do, and that's what it was, whether it was picking cotton or maybe hoeing cotton, whatever it was. And that was their life. They, from early morning to dawn, or from the setting of the sun, whatever, they treated very harshly, slavery. Stripped of their rights and freedoms. So, these two words tonight. Independence and slavery. Words that are completely opposite of meaning. And tonight, we know which word we want to choose. We want independence. We shy away from slavery. That's the negative. Positive, independence. Independence. Another word in our title tonight. Independence without God is slavery. Now, the word God stood out to me. What does God have to do with independence and slavery? Where's God in this picture or in this? What does God have to do with it? Does serving, following God, walking with Him, loving Him, what does that really do to my life tonight? What does that bring to my life when I choose to follow God tonight and surrender my carnal will and follow Him? What does that bring? Does it bring independence or does it bring slavery? Well, before we get any further, I want to insert some truths from the Bible. The words of Jesus in John 8. You can turn there. John 8, verse 31. Jesus was having this little discussion with the Jews. In verse 31 of John 8, then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on Him, "If ye continue in my word, then ye are my disciples indeed." Verse 32, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." And they answered him, "We be of Abraham's seed, and were never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou, ye shall be made free?" And they questioned Jesus. They said, "Well, we were never in bondage. You know, our lineage goes back to Abraham. We were never in bondage to him." Well, Jesus, these men weren't getting it. For Jesus was driving. Then Jesus answered and said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is a servant of sin, and the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the son abideth forever. If the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. I know that you are Abraham's seed, but ye seek to kill me, because my word hath no place in you. I speak that which I have seen with my Father, that ye do that which ye have seen with your Father." This morning, or tonight, when I follow or choose to follow my Lord Jesus, Jesus said, "If you continue in my word, then you are my disciple." Are you a disciple of Jesus tonight? Are you? You just look like you are. I hope you are in your heart. Jesus said, if you are my disciple, then if you continue my name, you are my disciple. And ye shall know the truth. And the truth shall make you free. That is freedom tonight. That is independence tonight. That is what we are talking about. So if we know that we're serving God, and you know what God does to my life and what God does to your life, it brings freedom. Or does it tonight? Are you satisfied of living the Christian life and realize the blessings of the freedom that comes with it? The title of our message is saying, Independence Without God Brings Slavery. Romans, quickly, over to Romans 8, verse 2. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. I am so thankful. I enjoyed our Sunday school this morning because to know that the universal of the gospel. You know, when the early church started was the Jews, but Cornelius was a Gentile. And to realize that, yes, he could be saved. He could be part of the family of God. And tonight, I can be part of it, and you can be tonight. Because of what Jesus has done for us. And it is a blessing. The law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. And I don't know how it would be tonight. If we wouldn't have that assurance tonight. That I can be free from my sins. As we are living in these evil and dark days. Oh, where would I go tonight? But to realize the peace and the joy that I can experience because of my Lord Jesus. And that is freedom tonight. And independence. Well, tonight, talk a little bit more about this independent. We are such an independent people. We're such an independent people. We like to do what we want to do, right? That's how we're made. We live in a world today that is full of this kind of thinking. I'll do what I please. Or do as I feel. And I'm going to do what I want to do. And you're not going to tell me anything. Is that independence? Some ways it is, you know, independent mind thinking. You know, you just let me alone. This is how I believe. This is where I'm going to go with it. And this is what I believe. This is what I'm going to do. And you aren't going to stop me. Are you not going to tell me something different? Independence, right? So it's the negative of independence. And when a person chooses to rebel to the authority that is over them, they're not going to make out very well. You see it all around in our world today. You know, maybe they couldn't get along with mom and dad, so they left that, and they go out here, and they soon are rebelling against the authorities of the land. Soon it's run away from the police, and after a while it's doing this, and doing this, and where do those individuals end up? It's behind bars. It's because they wanted an independent life, and that independent life got them in trouble. I'm talking about freedom, independence tonight. And that sometimes happens here in the church as well as in our brotherhood. We rebel against, in the church it happens, or maybe in the home. Young people sometimes rebel against their parents. Or on the job, you rebel against the boss. You don't like that authority over me. Let's just go. Usually don't make it out very well. And actually, we're rebelling against God. When it comes down to it, the authority that God has put over our lives, and we're rebelling it tonight. We're really rebelling against God. I'm going to talk a little bit about that a little later. So tonight, question. What does the Christian life really mean to you tonight? What does it look? When you look at your Christian life, and I want everyone to take a personal look at your Christian life tonight. What does it really mean to you tonight? Do you look at it as a life of slavery or a life of independence? Does your Christian life look like bondage? Are you free in Christ? Well, in the verses we read, Jesus said, if you continue in my word, if you obey my truth, you can be my disciples, and the truth shall make you free. Tonight, brothers and sisters, we are blessed. If that's your testimony tonight, free from bondage, free from sin, living a life for my Lord Jesus. That is independence tonight. That is independence. When I choose to follow my Lord Jesus and surrender my old carnal will, Kevin Reif has to surrender his carnal will because there's things that are out here that I long to do. And when you and I surrender your carnal will, I become free and independent in my Lord. When I choose to follow him, my God, my Heavenly Father, and deny, Jesus said, if you want to really do be my disciple tonight, you got to what? Deny yourself daily. Pick up the cross and follow me. It sounds so simple. Oh, it's so hard to do when Monday morning rolls around. Oh, it's so hard to do when I'm facing a whatever that comes to my life. Oh, it's so hard to live to be a true disciple. So hard so many times. But this morning, tonight, it's freedom in Christ. Free. We just can't put a price tag on it. And it's involved of following God's standards from my life. And that's this here. Picking up God's word and reading it. Allow those truths to penetrate my heart. I become independent in God. But tonight, the truth of the matter is that it's so easy to look at the Christian life as a life of slavery. Maybe that's where you're at tonight. Maybe you feel like you're at a crossroads in your life and you really wonder and say, is this Christian life really worth it? Because you can drive the streets of Tyrone and there's attractions out here. Listen, they are. And somehow our heart is just to pull out here into the world. Because, you know, they're having so much fun. They're having a good time. And, you know, if you want to play the lottery, you go play the lottery. You want to drink a beer, then go drink a beer. Cool and independent. That's the ringtone in our world tonight. And so many times our people want to let go of this Christian life and follow the ways of the world because, oh, it's just so attractive. And we all have to be honest tonight, it is. But let's get a hold of ourselves tonight. So easy to look at the Christian life as a life of slavery or actually to become part of the church. Ah, we pull the decrees for the keep out. Standards after standards. All restrictions. Roadblocks. I don't like it. I can't do what I want to do. Everything I want to do, no, I'm not allowed. And brothers and sisters, tonight, if that's where you are tonight, it is restricted. It is slavery. If you view church standards, church life, the Christian life as what I can't or can't do, you're in slavery. You're in slavery. Yeah, there's many people that look at us tonight and say, why do you live such a separated life? Why do you live such a... Your life looks so boring and so dried up. Huh, it's not. It's freedom, brothers and sisters. It's the life to live. And the older I get, I cherish it. Oh, I long to love my Lord more. I live a life of... Yeah. But it's... It's freedom. It's free. And tonight, if you're just living by the law book, you're in bondage. I know we have standards. I know God's word is there for our directions. And if we're just looking, living life and trying to find loopholes in our standards or what I can get by with or what I can't do, brothers, you're on dangerous ground. You're not experiencing true freedom tonight. But when we let that go, we think, we can go down the street and find another church that's not as strict. I think I can serve the Lord better. And sometimes we find ourselves in those places. I'm not saying that's wrong. Let's be careful. We got to live the standard of Jesus. Standard of the Bible. That needs to be ultimate authority of our lives. And we thank you for a church that puts some practical applications. It better be Bible-based. Live out God's word. I meet many sermonites sometimes, and it just seems like they're just living what they can't do. Listen, brothers and sisters, there's a lot more to it. There's freedom tonight. I want to have the joy in my heart and a smile on my face and a love for my Lord. It's just like a shining light. Should be a shining light. Well, this tonight, so let me tell you this. The world has nothing to offer. If you find yourself at the crossroad, right, ready to plunge out into the world, you're going to be disappointed. There is a lonely, depressing life out there. And when you meet individuals, now it seems like we were helping a brother from church the other night and cut some trees down, and he's an old man, comes hobbling there, we're talking, and he's got the same story, no family. Out of money, no one cares for him, lonely. That's the world tonight, brothers and sisters. That's all over. And we are so blessed, brothers and sisters in Christ, Christian family, Christian church family. We can be united together in love, encourage each other on. Oh, we take it for granted, do we not? Do we not? Tonight, the world has nothing to offer, and don't let the devil fool you. He tries to paint a beautiful picture tonight and do this. And we look at it, that looks like fun. That looks like independence. Do what I want. It's not. It is a life of slavery, of sin. An independent life without God is slavery. And bondage. And it will bring a lot of heartaches. Going over to Luke chapter 15, Jesus gave a little parable of this. How quickly? It's about the prodigal son. The prodigal son. A certain man had two sons. And the younger of them said to his father, "Father, give me the portion of the goods that falleth to me," and divided them unto his living. This young man was at a crossroads in life. Obviously, he knew that he was going to get a chunk of inheritance money. Oh, that sounds so good. And then his plan was he was going to take this money that was given to him, and he was going to take it, and he was going to run. Get away from Dad. Get away from my father's house. And I am going to live the life. Independent. Yes, to the car. Could you imagine giving you $100,000 and tomorrow morning we're going to go driving down Interstate 99? Because there's something exciting out here. That's the life of independent. To me, that looks like fun, independent. No schedule, nothing. $100,000, here we go. And that's what this young man was going to do. After many days, he left father's house. And went to a far country. What did he do? There he is. I don't know how long it took. But it says in verse 14, and when he had spent all, when he had spent all, he was looking for a better life, better than father's house. He wasted his money to the point he had nothing to eat. 15, and he went and joined himself to his citizens of that country, went into the fields to feed swine. Oh, I thought he went for independent. Have fun. Life has a way of knocking you flat some days. It did to this young man. He blew it. And he ended in the pig pen. He had nothing to eat. There was no money. And he could almost eat the pig feed, he was that hungry. And all of a sudden he came to the reality of where he left and where he went. And all of a sudden he got to thinking about who? Dad. Father. Father's house. How many hired servants does my dad actually have, my father have? They're living better than with the pigs. And I'm hungry, poor, nothing. Blew his inheritance money. Money is nothing, nothing. What did he say? When he came to himself and said, how many hired servants does my father have and bread enough to spare? I perish with hunger. Verse 18, I will arise and go to my father. You know, his independent life took him to slavery. He was bound by in slavery, but he turned it around. I will go to my father, back where there is independence with the father, where I will have my needs met. It's such a beautiful story because the father was seeing him, watching for him. He feared one of these days he might come limping back, poor as a church mouse, money gone, discouraged, despair. Sure enough, one day there he comes, father runs, and that's such a beautiful welcoming. That's what the Heavenly Father does tonight when we wander away on our independence. And we're in slavery. Father will welcome us back. Anyway, he did a great celebration. I could talk a little bit about the older brother. He was at home. He never took off. He never got an inheritance money. He never left. He was always in his father's house. And as they're celebrating, having a good time, welcoming the son back. Now the elder brother in verse 20 was in the field, and he came and drew nigh to the house. He heard music and dancing. He called one of his servants, and he asked what these things meant. And he said unto them, thy brother is come, and thy father hath killed the fatted calf, because he hath received him safe and sound. Oh, this touch a tender spot in the older brothers. How did he? He was angry. Oh. He was angry. It would not go in, therefore came to his father out and entreated him. And answering, said to his father, lo, these many years do I serve thee, neither transgress I any time thy commandments, and yet thou hast never given me a kid that I might make merry with my friends. Tonight, we're talking about slavery, and we're talking about independence. This brother never left the father's house. He was always a good little boy, big brother, but he was in slavery. There's no question about it tonight. The two brothers were in slavery. And the outburst of this brother, older brother, shows where his heart was. It was in slavery. Instead of getting on the bandwagon and being merry and having a good time, this probably goes back to our devotions of jealousy. Or whatever you want to put in there. But this older brother was not going to rejoice. And he said, told his father, all he did all his life is serve his father and work for his father. He put focus on the things he could not do and the things he had to do. And he told his father, he said, you even never gave me a kid. And here you, this bad brother of mine goes out and lives a horrible life, and he comes back and you get the fatted calf and have a big party. Here I am, I've been working all my life here, and I never did something, and you never even gave me a kid to eat. What did, verse 3, what did his father say? Son, you were always with me. And all I have is yours. Let us go and be merry, for your brother was dead and now is alive again, was lost and found. Tonight, maybe we're not going to choose to run like the younger brother, but how am I tonight in home when I'm home in my father's house? How am I tonight when I'm in my father's house acting like everything's good, but in my heart, I got attitudes, and in my heart, it's about me, myself, and I. And the big brother's life was like, oh, me, what I could do, what I could have, or what I didn't do, and look, what I could. And that can so easily put us in slavery tonight. Focus on, so easy to focus on ourselves, what we can't do or what we don't have, and et cetera, and the list just goes on and on and on. And we become discontent with our lives, with the Christian life. And we become restless. And instead of the independent life that I could be enjoying, without God, it becomes a slave, and I'm in slavery. Tonight, we need to get our focus off ourselves and focus beyond what I have to do with the blessings. Son, all I have here is yours. Oh, and we can fall in this trap that quick. Oh, open your eyes. See beyond me. There's blessings tonight in being a child of God. There are huge blessings, countless blessings of being a child of God. Just the fact of being in my Father's house, living a life of independence with God, is tremendous tonight. It's tremendous tonight. We have blessings. Son, you're always with me. You're not a slave. I did talk a little bit about come rejoice. Independence. All right. I got to keep moving. Second part of my message, independence with God is slavery. What else God wants tonight? He wants us to fully depend on him in all areas of life. When we're talking about independence with God, you know, if it's not with God, it's slavery. It's just the way it is. If God's just not the forefront of my life tonight, I don't care what I do or try to do, the rest is slavery. But if God is on the forefront of my life and he is the one that I am dependent on, I'm living an independent life. So we need to have our full focus on him. Live lives according to his purpose. And when we choose to do that, there are blessings we enjoy. And if we choose not to, we're in bondage, in slavery. And tonight, the heart of the matter is tonight, the bottom line is tonight, the challenge is to be fully dependent on God. When life is going good. I don't know how you find yourselves, but when life is going good, where is God in your relationship? Is it on the forefront of your life, burning strong, or is it in the back burner? On the stove, we just put on simmer, warm, just flicker, flicker. Because I really don't need God. And we're tested with that tonight, living in America where we're so blessed. Another example I like to look at quickly. Turning back to Exodus chapter 1. And this is the count of the children of Israel. They are down in Egypt. They're slaves. We're going to talk about slaves tonight a little bit. Talk about slavery. This is where they are. Under the Egyptians, Pharaoh's harsh harsh master. Well, I'm going to read a little bit, just get a little picture of what their slavery life was like. Exodus 1, verse 8. Now there arose up a new king over Egypt, which knew not Joseph. And he said unto the people, Behold, the people of the children of Israel are more and mightier than we. Come on. Let us deal wisely with them, lest they multiply, and it come to pass that, when there falleth out any war, they join also unto our enemies and fight against us, and so get them out of the land. Therefore, they did set over them taskmasters to afflict them with their burdens. They built for Pharaoh's treasure cities, Phaim and Ramesses. But the more they afflicted them, the more they multiplied and grew. And they were grieved because of the children of Israel. And the Egyptians made the children of Israel to serve with rigor. And they made them lies bitter with hard bondage in mortar and in brick and all manner of service in the field. And their services wherein they made them serve was with rigor. We'll just stop there. Get a little picture of slave life here. These men were children of Israel. They were growing. And as Pharaoh was evaluating, he was getting a little concerned because they were getting mighty. And he was thinking, if we ever have war with a neighboring country and they could team up and he'd be in trouble. So let's make it hard for these children of Israel. And he did. And it seemed as the harder he tried, the more mightier they became. Well, it's because the Lord was with his special people. Always looked at they were the apple of his eye. And they were his people tonight. They were his. So, anyway, we all know this story. God wanted his special people to leave Egypt. It was 400 years after when Joseph and his brothers were there. It was 400 years later. God wanted to move them out back to the land of Canaan, to that special country. God wanted them. We know the story. It wasn't easy. But he wanted to free them from their bondage as a slave. But God wanted them to fully depend on him and follow and obey and trust him. And these slaves, they were born slaves. They had a hard time doing what God wanted his special people. And to learn to put their trust in him. You take a life of a slave. They got up, they mixed mortar and made brick all day. And there was always probably, even though they had a harsh, rugged life, there was always probably they had plenty to drink, enough of food to eat. And it was there every day. There was work there every day. They were slaves. Now God pulls these slavery people out of that environment. And he wants them to journey to the land of Canaan. And God wanted his special people to learn to put their trust in him. And on their journey to Canaan, God was very much involved in their lives, in their journeys. Teaching these slaves become dependent in God. I had to think as I was studying, God just didn't one day say, all right, you are free. Run, flee. Live you're free from slavery. Yes, they were free from slavery, but God wanted his children of Israel to put their trust in the Almighty God. That's what he wants us to do tonight as well. So going from a so-so slave life to a life of following a cloud by day and a pillar by fire by night was a big change for them. And after they left, there was the pillar of fire, or the pillar of the cloud. And God was in the cloud. There was evidence of God that was with them. As the cloud moved, they moved. When the cloud stopped, they stopped. At night, there was a pillar of fire. God was with them. The evidence of God's presence was very real. Had to be. I think it. Maybe I'm taking it out of context. But tonight I believe God was very real, and God wanted to show his special people the true evidence of God. And I thought about the plagues. You know, they seen the hand of God working in Pharaoh, and finally when Pharaoh let him go and all that. We don't have time to get into that. But after they left, after 3 days, what happened? They found out. These slaves, used to slavery, found out that the Egyptian army was after them. There was the Red Sea. And here comes the army. They were trapped. Now what? Now what do they do? These men that were, or these people that were used to slavery, always never heard it. You know, where do we turn? Where do we go? There was the cloud. There was God. And there was the pillar. There was God. Oh, but they it does say here they cried out to God. But they turned on Moses and said, Moses, why did you bring us out here in this wilderness to die? Isn't there no grave in Egypt for us to be buried? What a lack of faith. Where was their mindset? They didn't realize this morning, tonight, they did not realize that the God that was leading them could do more abundant than they could ask or think. That's the God they were serving. And God wanted to get that riven in their mind that they were supposed to serve that Jehovah God. And he did. The Red Sea poured it on, made a path on dry ground. Who ever heard of something like that? And there they go roaring across, and the Egyptian army after them, and the waters come down, and oh, they had a victorious victory that day. The Almighty God, independent in him. That's what God was driving after. Well, after they left that, a couple days later, they're going along, they're traveling, and they run out of water. What do? They blame Moses again. And this goes on and on. They never ran out of water in Egypt. Soon they ran out of food. They never got hungry in Egypt. Don't read that they did. I'm sure Pharaoh wanted to get his work done, so he kept his slaves probably fed. Soon they got complaining. They were hungry. Soon they got tired of manna when God gave them manna. Soon they remembered the good things about Egypt. Soon they remembered the leeks and the melons and the garlic, all the good things. They didn't talk about the slavery life they were tired of. That's how we do it. We think about, we look back, oh, that life we lived back there, it's so fun. Now I'm living this straight, rugged life. They soon got tired of Moses for their leader and blamed him for everything. They were ready to raise up another leader and go back to Egypt. Or whatever their excuses were. These slaves had a hard time fully depending on God. But you know tonight that God always, always supplied their needs. It might have been when there was no drop of water around. And I know how it goes. You're hot and you're traveling, and where is our next drink going to come from? It was okay. God had that under control. He wanted his people to cry out to him and to be dependent on God. That's what we're driving at tonight. Independence in him. Not on the things around us. They could not. Hard time fully depending on God. God punished and destroyed hundreds. Hundreds lost their lives in that journey because they could not simply get in their heads to depend on God. And it's serious. Nathan Cormoran Byron swallowed up and a couple days later rebound again. Plagues and lost their lives. They had to spend 40 more years in the wilderness. Roaming in the wilderness. Till that old generation died off. God said they aren't fit to get in the land of Canaan the way they're acting. Even Moses, such a man of God, of meekness, even though one day he was supposed to speak to rock. You know, that's how life goes. When we're at the end of, and we snap. But whoa! Where's our dependent? Obey God. We're supposed to obey him. We could go on and on well tonight. That's part of my message. Are we any better today? We can sit here and point fingers at the children of Israel and shake our heads and say, what in the world's problem with those people? Here we are tonight. Americans have it so good and are so blessed. Where is my dependent in God tonight? I'm talking to myself. I'm preaching to myself tonight. When I face a problem, a hardship in my life, where do I turn to? Oh, I go to God, and when I'm up against the wall, I don't know where else to go. Then I pour my heart out to God, God, help me. Or is he the first resource I go to? Independence tonight without God is slavery. And how much God was trying to get in those slaves, children of Israel minds, to get away from that slavery life to depend on him. How many times does God have to say, Kevin, you need to depend on me. Everything will be okay. Everything will be fine. It will work out to my will. And sometimes, a lot of times it does. And sometimes it does in a different angle than we have. Yeah. Are we today have our dependence on God fully? We have so much, like I mentioned, and a lot going for us. How dependent am I allowing the things of this world control me? Oh, do things of this world control? Yeah, we're in this world. Can't get away from that. God placed us here. God placed you here tonight in Tyrone. Such a beautiful, in the middle of a city, to be a light for him. But we rub shoulders with the world. You rub shoulders with the world. Where do I find my place? Am I dependent? Am I allowing the things of this world control me and letting the things of this world become a slave? They will tonight. And if your heart is out there, you'll soon be out there, okay? But what about the things that I have so much and abundant? Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6 is, trust in the Lord with all your heart and all thy ways acknowledge him and he shall direct you. Believe that tonight. That tonight you're going to trust the Lord and depend on him. Whatever, Lord, here I am. Here I am. Do you believe and cling to this verse? Are you depending on him, having dependence? And it's hard tonight. I'll be honest. It is hard to depend on God by living in a land where we have abundance of things. Money, wealth, possessions, technology, we got it all. We have it all tonight. And when we run into problems, run into sound, we can Google it. We can get some information on it and figure it out. Is it good? Oh, we live in such wonderful times, you know. It's not what we do. Or do we? What is it doing to my Christian walk with the Lord? What is it doing to my dependence on Him? Is it making it weak? Am I becoming a shallow American Christian tonight? Or am I getting rooted and more dependent on God? Now, I don't know tonight. There's a lot of unrest in our world. I don't know what we'll face. Am I prepared if we do face hard times? We have so much wealth, money, possessions. How often do I let these things become a slave? They're like big chains dragging me down. Chains, weights. Never try to lift weights or whatever. Try to handle life under the pressure of these weights, and we can hardly go. We wonder why the Christian life is just losing its zeal, and because really it's just, I gotta get rid of the weight of whatever it is. It's slavery tonight. If there's anything tonight that you think that it's grabbed a hold of your life, and it's come a stronghold in your life, and you know that thing is, you're losing your dependence on God, get rid of it. Get rid of it. How often do I let worry and fret about tomorrow? You know, tonight, another thing we can do, watch the news, and it's on our fingertips, it's on our phones. The shaky future. Oh, I hope Donald Trump gets it straightened out. Really? Where's my dependence on God? It's in God's hands. We don't have to fret that God is turning his back and saying, well, I hope things hold out. No! It's all in God's timetable. This is in his hands. And tonight, to the Christian, that brings rest, peace. I can depend on God tonight for the future. Jesus said, take no thought for tomorrow shall take things of itself. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. A couple practical points here. Key for complete dependence on God. We need to have Jesus Christ as number one in our lives. And have him living in your heart. And have him set you free from the chains of sin. And tonight, I don't know who's tonight, but maybe you're here tonight and have some sin you're hanging on. Tonight, get rid of it. Slavery. Chains of sin. Anything that's dragging you down in slavery. Get rid of it. Let Jesus come and wash you clean, make you free. You feel so much better. Now the point I have is continue in following him day by day. Have your focus on your Lord. Continue to walk with him. Go to God's word. Be a prayer warrior. You just can't go wrong. Just be a dependent on God. Go to God with your problems. Don't wait. Don't wait until you're up against. Nowhere to turn. And you're frustrated. You're at wit's end. Oh, I got to pray. Oh, I should just pray about this. Should have been praying. Been praying. Go to God with your problems. Even if there are those little problems that don't really mean it. Yeah, they do. Yeah, talk to God about them. God loves to hear. And that's what his heartbeat was, always was, with mankind. He wanted a relationship with. He wants me to spend time communicating with him. That's why he created us. And he loves when he sees his dear children choose to serve and talk to him. That's what he wants tonight. Have dependence on God in your home, in your marriage, in your church life here, on the job, everywhere you go, be dependent on God. You know, it's so much better. You know, if your marriage tonight is so going, where's God? Are you dependent on God? Is he part of your marriage tonight? It will make the difference if you and your wife are just sold out for God, dependent on him. In your home, children will see if, I thought of today as Father's Day. Children will see when dad's dependent on God. That's where his heart is. It's not in the sport page. It's not on his phone. It's not on his hobbies. It's not. It's in God. Children pick that up. On the job, wherever. Well, closing. One last verse I love to leave with you is Hebrews 12, verse 1 and 2, talking about race runners. Dear race runners tonight, I love these verses. Wherefore laying aside, we're also compassed about with great crowd of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and sin that does so easily beset us. The Hebrew writer is saying, we have people that have gone before and have set a beautiful example for us to follow. Did they have an easy life? Just back up to Hebrews 11, read that chapter 11. No, they didn't. Do we have it easy tonight? Probably do. We probably don't face hardship, and yet the Christian life can be difficult. But it's the independent way with God. It's not slavery tonight. We have witnesses that went before and left an example for us to follow. We have that. And with our own sin, let's get rid of it. It says here, laying aside every weight and sin that so easy besets, let us run with patience the race that is before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy was set before us, endured the cross, despising the shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Brothers and sisters, he did that all for us, so that we could experience true joy and happiness and be free from the slavery of sin tonight. Don't even live in bondage. Let's have our full dependence on God. God bless you.